kiss my ass.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Archer.
Hey everyone, it's Richard. I'm sure by now you're sick and tired of hearing from me, but I'm in the business of misery, so this is Bonersode 107 for September 30th, 2021. And actually, I was content to just lay around reading Star Trek novels all day, but my producer, Eric M., convinced me I should make it my goal to close out the month with a long, meandering conversation with an older lady who doesn't believe my bullcrap, but humors me anyway, and eventually has enough and hangs up. Let's see if I can do it.
Rachel.
Oh, hey, Rachel. It's Winston here in the town forestry department. Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a couple of work trucks coming by your house tomorrow morning. They're just going to be doing some digging out front.
Okay. So what are you guys going to be doing? So digging holes for what?
They're going to be just removing some trees out of the front yard there.
What are you talking about?
See, what they're doing is they're going to be taking out just a couple of the trees in your front yard, and they're actually they're actually being shipped off because it's just part of the town's tree donation service. They're going to be shipping those off.
No, I mean, we never agreed to anything like that. So.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing that you would have had to sign for or anything like that. It's just all through the town and the forestry department. Yeah, we're donating them to this family that doesn't have any trees in their yard.
No, I mean,
you have enough of them as it is. You know, what do you need those two extras for?
This conversation doesn't make any sense at all to me. So, you know, I don't understand what you're talking about, where you're coming from, if this is a scam or
what. How would it be a scam? I'm just letting you know about the work.
It sounds to me like a scam because I've never heard of anything like this. And,
it was in the news earlier this year. I don't know why you haven't heard of it, but how would it be? Like, I'm not trying to collect any money or anything from you. How would it be a scam? That doesn't.
I know, but you're taking things out of my.
You're just being
property,
kind of paranoid. So like you're just getting a little emotional about it. It's just a couple of trees.
I don't think that's being paranoid.
Okay,
so.
Well, you're just being kind of emotional about it. It's a little silly. That's all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you keep saying mm-mm, but. I'm just letting you know that's how it works.
So what exactly is the program? So if I wanted to look this up, when I type into my computer here,
computer?
Yeah, you don't need to be snarky with me about this,
Well, no, I'm just saying it's not something that you...
Yeah, when I Google tree donation program, nothing comes up.
Oh, okay.
So
well, are you sure you...
Why don't you tell
which,
me...
Which search engine are you using? Sure, maybe you can.
All
maybe
right,
get,
listen.
Maybe you can
I
get
don't
your,
know what kind of.
Maybe you can get your husband to
you know,
help you with the computer.
Person who works for the town of shouldn't be talking to you know.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like
it,
you know, just women don't you typically know how to use computers? Maybe you can just get your husband to help you out.
Oh my gosh, what the hell is this?
What? No,
I don't need
I'm just
you to come in here and tell me. Some bullshit about women who don't know how to use computers.
Well,
all right?
No, I'm just saying,
this
just
crap.
I'm just trying to be helpful,
no,
ma'am.
Listen, I don't know what this is and who you are, but
I told you I'm
ridiculous.
With the forestry department. You're just being stingy with your trees. Like there's less fortunate families in the area that don't have any
this
trees.
This is a ridiculous conversation.
And you're over there hoarding trees.
You know,
you've got like 10 of them in your yard.
You know what?
Acting like you can't even spare two.
You better not have anybody come over to my yard tomorrow.
Oh, they're going
to
be there tomorrow.
So,
yeah, they're going to be ripping those things out.
No,
you'll see.
I don't think so because...
Look, can you just put your husband on the phone? Maybe I can just reason
really?
With him.
Oh, really? So you think that he's going to be more agreeable?
Well, he'll be able to better understand it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because I'm an idiot.
Well, no, I didn't say you were an idiot. Those were your words. I'm just saying, like, maybe you should just stick to simpler things like baking cupcakes and... You know, brushing your hair.
Fuck you.
Hello?
Hello, Mason?
Yeah, this is Mason.
Hey, Mason. It's Ira from down the street.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to call and apologize for something I did a couple of minutes ago. It's going to kind of impact you and your house.
Okay, what did you do?
See, here's the thing. I was scanning your house with the parametric scanner, and, well, I just got it last week because it was my birthday and everything, but, well, long story short, I guess I should have read the manual because I accidentally blanketed your house in chroniton particles.
And Which neighbor are you? My neighbor. Which one are you?
Well, I'm actually over here on Plain, just one street over, I guess. But I was scanning your house, and I don't really know what I'm doing with this thing, and it's not going to cause any damage or anything, but it's going to temporarily render your house invisible.
What are you talking about?
The chroniton particles, they kind of mess with light. It's going to render your house invisible for a couple of weeks until they wear off.
You've got to be kidding me. That makes absolutely no sense.
Which part?
I mean, I think you're talking crazy. Say again what you just told me. My wife's here. This is Ira. Who's Ira? Do you know Ira lives down the street?
Are you talking?
I don't either.
Why'd you get the woman involved? Doesn't make any sense.
Listen here, buddy. You just best quit. This is my wife. If I got something to talk about, I'm going to talk to my wife.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, do you want me to just talk to her directly? Like, maybe she'd understand.
I got you on speakerphone before I get mad at you.
Okay, well, there's no reason to get mad. I'm trying to apologize.
Say it again.
Which part?
The whole fucking thing.
Okay, I was scanning your house with a parametric scanner that I got for my birthday last week, and I didn't read the manual, and I accidentally blanketed your house in chroniton particles, and it's not... Like, it's not dangerous or anything. I'm like, it's nothing to really worry about. It's just...
Dude. You look right.
Dude. What? Do you really expect anyone to fall for this?
Fall for what?
Why are you even talking to him, eh?
I'm just trying to apologize. I know it's kind of an inconvenience or everything, but it's going to work.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so very much.
Okay,
are you
listen.
Going to offer us financial compensation, too?
Financial, it's not going to cost you anything, dummy. It's just going to be an inconvenience.
dummy, all right.
Listen, Stacy, can you just get back in the kitchen or something?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Why are you talking to this guy?
I'm going to send it to the police department because I work with them.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to send your number to them to register you or whatever.
Oh, what are you, the janitor at the police station or something?
Hang
on. You unclog the toilets?
Idiot.
Why are you calling me an idiot? I'm just trying to apologize.
I'm like, what is this?
Hello, Mason.
You need to get a life. You need to get a life.
Listen, why did Mason leave it up to the woman to handle this?
He hasn't left up anything, dude. He's busy reporting you to the police.
Well, what's he telling the police? What's he telling the police?
You're harassing. This is harassing. You've called a private number and you're harassing.
One phone call is harassment.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Not listed in a phone book. So.
What do you have a phone for if you don't want people calling it?
Okay. He's special.
Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Richard. It's Winston over here in the forestry department.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to let you know there's going to be a crew coming out to your house tomorrow, and they're going to be just taking out a few of the trees in your front yard.
Why?
Well, they've been selected to be shipped off to Africa for the tree donation program.
This is about the craziest thing I've ever heard.
What do you mean?
This is a joke, right?
No, sir. It's for the tree donation program. I guess maybe you haven't heard about it, but, you know, the town has been shipping off trees to sub-Saharan Africa.
These trees won't live there.
That's the whole point. We're trying to, you know, they're just trying to terraform parts of Africa to make it more habitable.
They're trying to plant pine trees in Africa. Pine trees won't grow in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will. Yep. They've got a team of scientists and arborealists and wealthy industrialists heading up the whole project. It's part of a massive effort to green the whole...
How much am I going to get paid?
It's for a donation service, sir.
But I would sell it to you to donate.
Oh yeah, no, there's no payment involved. It's just
this is either a scheme or a scam, and I think they're pretty much the same.
Yeah, schemes and scams are the same thing, but this is neither one, sir. It's for the town forestry department and the donation to Africa.
Okay, that's right. These trees in my yard.
I mean, it's for a good cause. I'm not really sure why you would object to it.
These trees are 80 to 100 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You're going to send an 80-foot tree to Africa.
Yeah, you know, they put them in large shipping containers.
There are no shipping containers.
What do you mean there are no shipping containers?
There's a shortage in the U.S., a shortage of shipping containers. There are no containers available.
Yeah, but there's shipping containers coming over from Africa. That's what they're going in.
Look, I'm not interested.
I'm not trying to interest you in anything, sir. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just letting you know the crew's going to be there, and they're going to be taking out a few of your trees. That's all.
No. It's private property.
I didn't say they're not taking your property away, sir. They're just taking a few of the trees.
I tell you what. Come here tomorrow, and you will be arrested.
Arrested?
Yeah.
You're going to arrest me?
Absolutely.
I don't think you have the authority.
Wait, you don't know anything. You cannot enter someone's yard.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to be there. I'm just making the phone call. And second of all, I don't think you have the authority to arrest people.
You don't know anything about the law. That is trespass.
It's unlawful for you to pretend to be a cop.
Look.
So let's not talk about who knows what about the law.
Okay, I'm not talking to you anymore. This is idiotic.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara.
Who is this?
It's Winston from down the street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to apologize for something I did by accident a couple of minutes ago.
What'd you do?
I got my son, Ira, a birthday gift. It was his birthday last Friday.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's the thing. We were playing around with this parametric scanner, and we had it pointed at your house. And, well, we didn't really read the manual. And long story short, we accidentally blanketed your house in chronotone particles.
What does that mean?
Well, it's not going to cause any damage or anything, but it's going to temporarily render everything in your house invisible.
Invisible?
Yeah, starting in about an hour or so, everything's just going to kind of dematerialize.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, how will it dematerialize?
Well, the chronotone particles just interferes with the way light reflects off of objects. Basically, it just makes everything, you know, invisible to the naked eye.
So, my house is invisible.
Well, not your house, just everything in it. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I don't know what you mean. I really don't. I don't. I kind of think you're trying to trick me or something, but...
Well, no, I'm not trying to...
What do you mean? My television and stuff is not going to work? My electricity and stuff?
Well, no, it'll work. You just won't be able to see it.
I won't be able to see my television?
Yeah, well, I mean, just everything, like your couch, your fridge, your clothes, your toilet.
That is ridiculous. You hadn't got anything like that.
Well, yeah, well, my son does. It was his birthday. I got it for him.
Well, that is kind of dangerous if you don't read the directions and use something like that.
I know,
that.
He was just jumping all around, all excited and ready to use it, and we just...
Well, I would think that you would have enough sense as an adult for the directions, if something is that dangerous, that you would read them.
Well, I know, but I'm illiterate, so I just...
Oh, you're illiterate, huh?
Yeah. It's not funny. It's serious.
Well, I don't think you... I don't think that is true.
What, that I'm illiterate? No, it is.
Yeah.
I'm still able to function and everything. I just can't read, that's all.
Oh, well, a lot of people can't do that. I mean, you know,
That's why we didn't read the manual. And plus,
your wife could have read the manual.
My wife left us a while ago.
Oh, now what is your name?
She ran off with another woman. My name is Winston.
Winston? And where do you live?
Well, I'm just over here on... Just kind of around the corner from you.
Why'd you come around here to do it?
Well, we just had it pointed at your house, that's all. We were just trying to test it out.
Well, why did you do that if it was something that could do some damage?
Well, we didn't know.
And where do you live? What's your address?
I'm at 4169.
4169.
Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to apologize because, like I said, in probably less than an hour now, everything in your house is going to be invisible.
So what am I going to be invisible?
Well, I mean, not to yourself, but yeah, everyone else won't be able to see you. It'll wear off in a couple of weeks. It just...
Oh, a couple of weeks. So I'm going to be invisible for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So well, I'm going to come down and do something to you.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
And you can't see me.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I have to think of something.
Ooh, okay, well, this sounds interesting. It could be fun, I guess.
And you made my house invisible, and my son and I are going to be invisible.
Yeah, who was that in the background there? Was that your son?
Yes, and if he's invisible, how can he work?
Well, I mean, he's not going to be able to, I guess.
Well, then you're going to pay his salary, correct?
Oh, no, I don't have that kind of scratch. Not since my wife left me and took half.
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to be sued. If you don't, we'll take your house.
Well, no, you can't do that.
Where? Oh, yes, we can. Well, if you've done something like this, if he can't work,
then where,
and you can't pay his salary.
Or then where am I, me and my son going to live?
I guess you'll be homeless.
Oh, that's not nice. You're going to make me and
my
son homeless.
Well, it's not nice what you did.
Well, it was an accident, though. And really, it was Ira's fault. You know, he's the one.
It doesn't matter. You're responsible for your son.
Stupid kid. You know, he's just always getting into.
Well, no, he's not stupid. I think you're kind of stupid if you didn't read the directions and had something dangerous.
You think I'm stupid? That's mean. Why are you being mean
to
me?
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to apologize.
I think it's mean what you did.
Well, no, it wasn't intentional. It was an accident.
Well, it was still done, and if it does something to us,
well, if you're gonna,
yes,
if you're gonna,
oh, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call the police right now.
The police? What? That's not a police matter.
Well, yes, it is.
Why does everyone think that the police are just here to solve all our problems?
Well, no, they're gonna solve this problem because
well, how are they gonna solve
done.
It? How are they gonna solve it? They don't have any control over chronotron particles.
Well, then they shouldn't sell something like that that could do this damage.
Yeah, I know. Well, take it up with Amazon. I got it off of Amazon.
No, I will take it up with the police. I'll
okay, well, listen. If you're going to take my house away, will you at least let Ira live with you?
No.
What? He's 10 years old. You're gonna let a 10-year-old sleep on the street?
Well, he can go to his mother.
Well, no, she's off with her lesbian lover.
Oh, well, they can both take care of him.
Well, I don't know where they are. They're in Vegas or something.
Uh-huh. And so your name, I don't believe you're giving me your name.
Winston.
Winston what?
Beauregard.
Huh?
Beauregard.
Beauregard.
Yeah. And anyways, look, just please don't take my house away.
Hey, he's pulling your leg.
Hey, tell that son of yours to go change the motor oil or something.
Oh, you go to... I can tell you to go somewhere. I'm not going to tell my son, because he's got a right to say what he wants to say.
Well, no, he's just blabbering in the background. Tell him to...
That's the television that's blabbering, and it's none of your business what we're doing up here.
Okay, we'll turn it down before it turns invisible. Because otherwise,
no,
it'll be stuck.
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't believe you've got anything. I don't think they'd put anything out that's... Some idiot would buy and
why do you keep
it.
Calling me an idiot just because I can't
well,
read?
Well, you evidently are if you've used something like this, if you've actually got something like this.
Yeah,
anybody would be an idiot. My son would be an idiot if he used one like this.
Well, your son, maybe your son is an idiot.
No, you're proving that you are.
Well, how have I proven that? Just by making a simple mistake?
You've proven it that you probably haven't done anything, but you're saying you did.
Barbara,
but yes,
you're wasting...
You are... No, don't call me Barbara. I don't know you.
What? Well, what am I supposed to call you?
Mrs.
But I refuse. Oh, I refuse to call you.
Well, then refuse to do that and refuse to mention my name because I'm not Barbara to you because I don't know you.
Well, no, I can't because then I have to bleep it and it gets annoying.
I don't care.
Well, anyway, okay, well, you don't have to sit here editing this call afterward.
I'm that idiot.
What?
Hey, tell that son of yours to zip it back there.
You zip your damn mouth.
Well, not before he zips his damn mouth.
No, you call here. We did not call you or do anything to
you. Well, yeah, I just wanted to apologize for bombarding your house with chronotron particles.
Chronotron, uh-huh, chronotron.
Uh-huh, with my parametric scanner.
Yeah, okay, well... I don't believe you.
Listen, you're wasting time. You need to prepare for the invisibility. You need to.
No, I'm not going to prepare nothing. I just not going.
You need to.
I'm going to call the police on you.
Oh, come on. Here we go with this again.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I'm it. But I've got an idiot in my neighborhood bothering me.
The police have better things to do than deal with chronotone
particles. Well, why don't you? I don't have to deal with you, but why don't you do something that's you can do something with and not have to try to cause trouble?
I'm not trying to cause trouble. I'm trying to apologize. Being a good neighbor, unlike you, who's going to make me homeless.
Yeah, right.
What are you eating?
I'm eating my supper. You called at a bad time, and I'm not going to stay here and not do what I'm doing just because I'm talking to you.
Well, hurry up and eat because it's going to turn invisible any minute now.
Oh, really? Okay, any minute, huh?
Yep.
I'll be down visiting you if I'm invisible.
You'll be what?
I will be down visiting you, but you can't see me because I'm invisible.
So you're going to watch?
2 weeks.
You're just going to watch me? It's kind of creepy, Barbara.
Don't call me Barbara. I told you not to do that.
Well, I'm going to call you Barbara. You can't stop me.
Well, go ahead. You're an idiot anyway.
Hey. Hey, tell that son of yours to shut up.
You shut up and go to hell, by the way.
Thanks again, Eric M., for getting Ira and me kicked out of our house. We probably won't last the winter, and it's all thanks to you. I don't know how you sleep at night. And you know, the funny thing about that lady telling me to go to hell is I got her number off a church directory, and she didn't even care if Ira and I end up on the street. I should have asked her to forgive me. Anyway, thanks everyone so very much for your support. I'll be back next week to stir up more irritation and confusion. Bye.
No, I'm not ready for a big bad step in that direction. No, I'm not ready for downtown trash. Avoid collection for blocks running hard. Don't walk alone at night. Cityscape, city change before they die. For blocks, I should mention in a song. If I wanna get along, we'll change who doesn't wanna change. Words get overused when we get up and over it.
I think you've got some kind of a game going on that I don't believe I'm interested in playing with you.